Edition of America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you took in one of those summer movies. There are clearly some that are ahead of the bunch. We're going to go through which ones are winners and which ones are flops coming up at the tail end of this hour. Because, you know, we do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, and a lot of you are starting to send in some of your own reviews of movies that you've seen, where you're taking children or grandchildren or just gone with your posse to go and see one of the flicks. In fact, I got this one from Jake in Austin, who emails the show frequently. He says, hope you had a great weekend, Katie Delaney and the crew from America Tonight. I finally saw Iron Man 3. I think it's the best of the bunch. I would recommend it to anyone. Thumbs up in a very, very big way. Lots of action and a great performance by Robert Downey Jr. And, of course, it's raking in big bucks. Still not as big, I think, as the first one. The first one was just so out of the box, so hot. Big in a different way, but anyway. So there's your cheap movie review right off the top. Coming up this hour also, what happened over the weekend? A crazy story about a woman who died after falling off of a roller coaster in Texas, not too far from our satellite facility in Arlington, Texas, at Six Flags. And then also, from the world of sports, Lefty, hey, hey, an American, crowned as a British Open champ and a Tour de France winner as well. We used to care when Lance Armstrong was in the bunch, but do we care anymore? We'll get to that, too, and mix that in. But I think starting off the show, there's still been a lot of buzz over the Zimmerman verdict. Over the weekend, everywhere I went, that's all I heard. People were asking me what I thought. They were telling me what they thought. And now it has certainly become an extra polarizing deal, I think, in this country. And when I say that, it's extra polarizing because now we have an acquittal. And moving forward, many people who think that Trayvon Martin, his death, should have resulted in some jail time for George Zimmerman are furious. So, I mean, we're talking about, it's what I always use, the analogy. You could be sitting in church waiting for a service to start. You could be pumping gas somewhere. You could be sitting at breakfast. But people are talking about this story still, now maybe more than ever. Now more than ever. I mean, if you go on any of the social media sites, if you're a Facebook person, which you can get to our Facebook through americatonight.net, or if you're somebody who's on Twitter a lot or Tumblr or any of that kind of stuff, you're starting to see, like I said, even more conversation about this verdict. And some people say, and this is the craziest thing of all, is this really 2013? Some people say they're afraid to voice their opinion. I mean, how sad is that? We live in a free country. And so if the guy next door to you doesn't agree with what you think, so what? Shouldn't you be able to still express how you feel? And the jurors, there are a lot of people reacting to what the jurors supposedly had to say. Like one of the jurors who acquitted Zimmerman said she had no doubt he feared for his life in the final moments of his struggle with Trayvon Martin, and that was it for her. That iced the deal, that there was no question that she said there was no question that he's a man whose heart was in the right place but just got displaced by the vandalism in the neighborhoods and wanted to catch these people so badly that he went above and beyond what he should have really done. And this goes back a couple of days to Juror B-37 and a massive reaction to it over the weekend. People are still talking about an interview that she did with Anderson Cooper on CNN, where she went on and on and on and talked about how he had a right to defend himself. And then you had this push, and from the same woman, saying that there should be new laws. And so Stand Your Ground is being looked at under a huge microscope. The Department of Justice is talking about that. The president is talking about that. there are groups of people with names like the Dream Defenders who say that they're appalled by Stand Your Ground laws around the nation. And they want to get rid of this. That this is a self-defense provision that should not be defended. What do you think, America? Think that's true? 855-266-5283. You can throw in your 2 cents clearly throughout the show. Now, the governor, who is away, or was away this past weekend, has certainly, the governor of Florida, has backed Stand Your Ground and has said, and I'll say this again, we've talked about this already on the show, but he did a bipartisan committee kind of thing to look into Stand Your Ground and said, look, Democrats and Republicans both looked into this and say it fits for Florida. It fits for Florida. And here's the thing. It's not just Florida that has this law. So the U.S. Attorney General, Eric Holder, was pushing this all last week and into the weekend, saying that the laws should be changed and we should try to fix something that was never broken, and we shouldn't encourage violent situations to escalate in public. And that's what Stand Your Ground is doing. Stevie Wonder, there are a lot of celebrities who are also chipping away at this. Stevie Wonder is one of them. He's refusing to perform in any state that has that law. And there are still more demonstrations that are set to take place this week over the verdict and over Stand Your Ground. And it's tricky. It's very tricky. I mean, is it really a draconian thing? Is this an outdated law? Is this a bad idea? Does it really motivate people to violence? There was a Texas A&M University study that looked at crime in more than 20 states that passed the Castle Doctrine, or Stand Your Ground laws, from 2000 to 2010. They found that not only was there no decrease, they say, in robbery, burglary, and aggravated assault, but there was an 8% spike in reported murders and non-negligent manslaughter. So they're saying the information shows that it leads to more altercations. So this is what happened with Zimmerman and Martin and their exchange. So why do we have this outdated law? It makes no sense whatsoever. And like I said, a lot of people chipping away at this, from people with big names to just people in neighborhoods who are organizing rallies, including Kelly Ripa of that, you know, morning show with Michael Strahan, the former Giant. She was practically weeping last week after the verdict and saying that it makes her sick because she thinks of being a mom to a 16-year-old. And she says her son wears a hoodie, so we're back to the hoodie thing. How about you, America? It's your chance. Jump in, 855-266-5283. Hang with us, odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually, you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar. Featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Quick things for you. Who says you don't get nasty weather in Phoenix? And you know, America Tonight, we always have to lead with the weather. Flash floods were all over Phoenix over the weekend. Sunday was terrible. They had just what they described as drenching thunderstorms that raced through the skies and just dumped almost an inch of rain at the city's Sky Harbor Airport within less than an hour. It's pretty bad. Boom, we're up to an inch already. In fact, some of the overpasses, I was looking at, people had tweeted photographs, and it was one of those kinds of things that we've talked about this before. You know, when you go under an overpass and you have, you just don't think there's, it's that bad. It looks like a big puddle. And then the next thing you know, it's up to your door, and it's nasty. Well, they had in Scottsdale, for example, there, almost 2 inches of rain within 30 minutes. That's bad. And so all over the place, they had all kinds of records. 1.5 inches, 1.97 inches, that kind of stuff. But either way, all through Sunday, rain. And, you know, you think of the desert, and not that they don't get rain, but you just don't think of flooding. But, oh, yeah, they flood there, and it can get really bad. They are the yin and the yang. It's either one way or the other. It's never, like everybody, like everywhere else, it's never quite clearly sunny. We've talked about the whole weather thing before, how easy it is to do the weather when you have the same weather, like Groundhog Day, over and over and over again. Well, it wasn't Groundhog Day either, so I'm going to kind of mix in an odds and an ends in the segment. That means, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I teased it at the top. Lefty is Phil Mickelson, so he picks up his fifth major by just having an incredible performance in, you know, in Scotland, in Muirfield, just incredible. Came back, shot unbelievable golf. I mean, he has the skills to do that, but so often he falls apart just on a couple of holes where he, you know, where he misses it. But he got a 5 under par 66. He had a birdie putt on the last hole, matched a new round low of the tournament. I mean, just pumped his fist, was so excited. And, you know, this is a guy who has come so close so many times, like at the U.S. Open when he was in Philadelphia, and we thought it was going to be the day for him, and it wasn't. So here he goes. He picks up this Grand Slam. Where at Marion last month, on the back nine in the final round, he made bogey from 121 yards. So what a win this had to feel like for him. Because now he, you know, has another major, and it's a tough, tough major to win the British Open. Very tough. And he wins his first claret jug, so how about that? I mean, a weird set of circumstances, but, you know, perfect. Then it was anybody's game, really, on Sunday morning, and this time around it was his. And he was just blitz golf, man. Four birdies on his final six holes? That's incredible. That's steely-eyed. And usually he's on the opposite side of that. He gets you so close, and you get so excited for him. And then he drops the ball, so to speak. And this time he did not do that. So bravo to Phil Mickelson. I also talked about this story, or just mentioned in the headline, that somebody fell off of a roller coaster over the weekend. And, of course, whenever you hear anything like that, you think of the times that you've been on rides and you have chided other people in your life, like, oh, come on, you chicken. Remember when you were kids? Get on. How come you know, what are you afraid of? How come you won't go on the roller coaster, or you won't ride on whatever crazy ride you want someone to ride on? And this was at Six Flags. The woman who died, her name was Rosie Esparza. She fell from the Texas Giant, which is supposedly the world's steepest wooden roller coaster. It's been around for a long time. Texas is one of 17 states that has no agency responsible for inspecting amusement park rides. That's nice. You know, you look at some of the other states and it's really, really strict. And the Texas Giant is a 14-story high, 4,900-foot-long roller coaster. That's one of the big attractions to this park. But she came around the first turn, and they came down off the first bump and hit the first turn, and she flew out. There was two other kids that were with her. They were just hysterical. They were screaming that their mother had flown out of the car. And just imagine this ride is finishing. I mean, how sad is that? They just were screaming they had to get to their mother. They had to get to their mother. And they don't know exactly what caused it. They're supposedly investigating this. But there were allegations that, okay, when you get on a ride, it has to close. It has to click. You know, it has to click over you. And it didn't click enough times. Like, you might have a 1, 2, 3 click. And she was worried about that. So it might have been that she just wasn't in correctly. That it didn't fit on her correctly. But something had her come out of that. So who's responsible for this roller coaster thing? And you think of the insurance deal here. And that's, of course, what other people are thinking about when they look at this. Eight states require no permits or inspections for amusement rides. You know what states they are, just in case you want to go to an amusement park? Make sure you're buckled in correctly, because this is a terrible story. The as of December, the eight states are also Alabama, Mississippi, Montana, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Oof. Nuts. And then there's other rules for other, you know, parks that do it. But the bottom line is, it was a crazy thing to happen, a scary thing. And, of course, there's her kids right there. I mean, how awful is that for that to happen? They go around the first turn, and then to add insult to injury, they got to finish the ride. They have to finish the ride with all the people on the ride, including her own children. So the steepest, the world's steepest wooden roller coaster, and she falls out of it. That's rough. Could it be, because there was no safety oversight, could it be that the click, click, click didn't click, click, click all the way, so she wasn't really locked in? And who can hold themselves in one of those things? If you're not locked in, you have to have that bar. You'd have to have that bar, because I just don't think it would be possible to somehow, with the kind of force that you're going down these hills up and down, and then the way you crazily go along on the side, I don't think so. I don't think you could do it. Couldn't hang in there. So who knows what they come up with ultimately here. Coming up on America Tonight on our weekly re-rack, we're going to talk to Dr. Bonner Cohen, and we're actually going to talk about some of the big retail stores and how what's happening with an organization that has a stranglehold on some of that business, the retail business, that is affecting more than just the average mom and pop stores, but people who have an entrepreneurial bent and are developing products because they don't fit into the mold that they're looking for. The retailers union has become so powerful that it's shutting people out. Dr. Cohen explains, coming up on the flip side.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boys, sit up and pay attention because we have a terrific guest waiting in our virtual green room. His name is Dr. Bonner Cohen. He's a senior fellow with our pals, the National Center for Public Policy Research, and he's got an interesting take on something that I know has enraged many of you. He has a new paper out, and it's called The Retail Industry Leaders Association. Check this title out. A Cartel That Threatens Innovation and Competitiveness. So here's the deal. In reading the paper, basically what Dr. Cohen is saying is that they've created what he calls a green straitjacket that will limit the choices of consumers to the products and technologies that meet the preconceived notions of what the Retail Industry Leaders Association's self-appointed stewards of sustainability. So, first of all, how do they, you know, anoint themselves that, you know, give themselves that title in a sense, because he's right, they have done that. And what does that do to the marketplace? Dr. Cohen, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So you can tell I loved your title and what you had to say, the idea of a cartel. Explain to people listening why you think that, why it's become such a threat to future technologies and, as you say, innovation and competitiveness, which is the backbone of capitalism.
Yes. Well, we are all used to regulations being cooked up in Washington and being posed on us by various federal regulatory agencies, the EPA, the Food and Drug Administration, and others. What people need to understand, however, is that now, in the private sector, an extra regulatory regulatory system is being put into place, first and foremost in the aforementioned Retail Industry Leaders Association, or RILA. And what you have here is a code of conduct that has been cooked up by sustainability teams within RILA that will effectively dictate which technologies and which products can be sold, not only be sold in the various member companies of RILA, and there are 200 of such companies, but the scheme is so encompassing that it includes not just the products and technologies which are to be sold in the company, in the member companies themselves, but throughout the supply chain, meaning how a product is made, how a product is transported from where it is manufactured to where it is finally sold, the ingredients that go into those products, and what you have here is a de facto second layer of regulation that is happening in the private sector. In other words, the environmentalist left has figured out how to change public policy by infiltrating and transforming trade associations, which have been with us for a long, long time, in transforming those trade associations into instruments of public policy. In other words, if you not only have one layer of government imposing regulations, but you also have certain environmental political correctness being mandated by RILA. And if you're a member company and you don't play ball, you're going to find out that the products from your suppliers are simply not going to be sold in that store. In other words, in a marketplace, if a product is successful because it is safe, it is reliable, and it is something that people want, and in some cases they absolutely have to have. But under RILA's new scheme, we're going to see products there simply by virtue of the fact that they are manufactured in such a way that it meets the green standards of RILA, irrespective of whether these products are particularly good or, for that matter, affordable.
Yeah. Give us some examples of that. When you say the 200 companies, are you talking about, Home Depot, Apple?
800-pound gorillas here. They include Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot, CarMax, and Gap. The list is very long. It also includes smaller companies that you may not be so familiar with. I'll give you a couple of names here too, because some of our listeners may have them in their local malls. Ulta, UTLA, REI, Joann, Meijer, and Great Eagle. So, for families who obviously have needs that need to be fulfilled, they're going to notice as they go to outlets in the years to come that they're going to be paying more for certain products. They're going to be paying more not just because of normal inflation that we all have to live with, but also because of a selection process that is well underway within these companies that include certain products and exclude them. In other words, it's not the marketplace that's determining this, but rather self-anointed environmental stewards within the trade association who are calling the shots through, I love the term sustainability teams. And these sustainability teams, and somebody's paying their salaries.
Right.
You would think the shareholders of these companies would be very upset about what's going on here, because these are companies that are not so much serving the public and not serving their customers, but serving environmental activists who have increased their influence within these companies and are de facto calling the shots.
So, for example, then I have a product, and people, I create the buzz, and I get the pat gotten and people want it and there's a need for it. But I don't, I'm not in bed, so to speak, with the sustainability team, with the green police, and therefore I don't get the stamp of approval. And then the squeeze is on for your Home Depots and your Sears and those kind of people not to take my product because I'm not really approved. Is that pretty much what it is?
That's exactly right. Let's say that you have developed a way of making paint, and you simply, you're selling paint. Mm-hmm. Here's how this works. First of all, the ingredients that go into your paint, let's say it's indoor paint, things we use for bedrooms and kitchens and what have you. The ingredients that go into the paint must meet the specifications, the green specifications of RILA. The container that you put the paint in to sell it must also meet those specifications. How are you going to have that can of paint transported from the point of manufacture to the point of sale? Well, you're going to have to do that with fossil fuels. Ah, but RILA has come out solidly on the favor of solidly on the side of saving the planet from fossil fuels. So you're going to see companies increasingly come under pressure to transport their goods from the point of manufacture to the point of sale using green transport technologies, because fossil fuels have been deemed as instruments that are causing climate change, formerly known as global warming, and thus are increasingly out of favor with the big box stores. So if you're a consumer, you're going to ultimately see that your choices are going to be limited, not by the rough and tumble of the marketplace, but rather by an ideology that is being promoted within the member companies of RILA, and they're going to find that their choices are going to be limited, and because the specifications are written in such a way that the products that they buy are going to be of necessity more expensive.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Bonner Cohen, and we're talking about RILA, and we're getting all riled up. I have to say, Dr. Cohen, in listening to this, I believe that most people don't realize that.
No,
I mean,
they don't.
So what,
actually, yeah.
What do you do to change that?
That's what we're doing now, because this is all in its infancy here. RILA rolled out this program last year in 2012, and it could well be that if you go to your local Best Buy or your local Walmart, you won't notice anything now. But believe me, you're going to notice it in 3 or 4 years. And the businesses that develop products, if we have people out there listening to us this evening who are entrepreneurs and think that they have come up with a better product, which they would love, of course, to sell in a local Walmart because of the volume of sales they would get there. If they don't meet the green specifications of a Walmart, they're not going to be able to sell their product there. So what we're doing now is we're putting out a red alert, or if you will, a green alert. Namely, this is happening. This is coming soon to a big box store near you and maybe even smaller stores. And the ultimate loser on this will be the consumer, the people living on fixed income who don't have the extra money to pay for products that are almost of necessity are going to be more expensive. And it's going to stifle innovation, because a lot of innovation takes place from people who think outside the box, and that also means from people who think outside the green box.
Wow, interesting stuff. Well, we hope we have certainly alerted some people, whether it's a red alert or a green alert. Really spread that word. Dr. Cohen, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Now who is starting the mix in the singing area? Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away.
So as we close out this hour of America Tonight, it's a toss-up for blunder of the week. One has to do with booze, old stuff, and drinking it. Another has to do with encrypted two-way radio. So what do you want to hear first? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pick for you. How about the whiskey? How do you drink whiskey from 1917 and throw it back, knowing, think about that era, thinking it's about $100,000 worth of booze. A Pennsylvania guy has to stand trial for it. He raided a secret stash of historic hooch, as it's been called, because it is. John Saunders belted back 50 or so of the 104 total bottles of Old Farm Pure Rye whiskey, much to the chagrin of the people who owned it. It was stowed behind a stairwell leading to his basement apartment. Apparently, he was supposed to safeguard the whiskey, but he decided to partake instead. So the 62-year-old was charged with felony theft as well as receiving stolen property. And they got him on the DNA.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, historic whiskey. Here's the first thing. Who does the blunder belong to? The idiots that decided one of their tenants was going to protect the whiskey? Or the guy who actually drank the stuff? That's a toss-up, right? He had apparently, he had been in the rental unit for a very long time. And it was stored in there since before Prohibition. Oh, that is so bad. Oh, and it was delivered initially to one guy because he had the money. It was a Pittsburgh industrialist, J.P. Brennan, and he would get the stuff in 1917. He was good pals with Andrew Carnegie and rubbed shoulders with all those kinds of people. So the short and the long of it is, this guy's going on trial for drinking $100,000 worth of old booze, you big dummy. I'm going to say that's a blunder. That's a blunder. Knowing how old it was, I don't know that you thought criminally you'd have to deal with it necessarily, but that you would just get away with it scot-free. Too easy to find. Too easy to find. And this one's bad, too. So you have these two-way radios, right? It's secret, secret squirrel kind of thing. But it's the U.S. Marshals who lost 2,000 of those encrypted two-way radios worth millions of dollars. Yeah. So I picked up the Wall Street Journal on Sunday and I read that story and I was like, what? That's true. It's true. It has happened. It goes all the way back to 2011. They were using new versions of the radios in the field. So what happened is they were worried, the marshals were worried about this. They're worried about the prospect of criminals getting a hold of the missing radios and using them to gain intelligence on whatever law enforcement stuff they're doing. Whatever they have to protect. And you know what they have to protect? Think of the marshals. Who do they protect? I know you know the answer to this. They protect judges, federal courts. They apprehend fugitives. They do the witness protection program, the federal witness protection program. That has to make you feel comfortable, right? The witless program. So now they're a wreck over this. A spokesperson for the U.S. Marshals Service actually spoke to Reuters and said that poor record-keeping was to blame for the inventory shortfall as opposed to actual loss of equipment. It's a little bit of a CYA there, I think. But the bottom line is, where are the radios? We're paying for them. I want to know where they are. And that's bad. When they're encrypted like that, no doubt the wrong people get them. Then they've got the information. They have the information to sell. So I would say that's a pretty big blunder as well. You don't want the wrong people to have those. And it's just millions of dollars of loss, but you'd have to change everything up because if they've got the code, well, then you have to redo it. So that doesn't work. Heading into the weekend, one of the things that we talked about last week is yet another city falls to bankruptcy, brought to its knees. And this is a city that's not a small little township, not that that's a good thing either, or a municipality, but it's Detroit. You think of the money that was spread around during the car heydays, and now you look at what's happened to Detroit, and the city is $19 billion in debt. I mean, it's $19 billion in debt. What are they going to do? The Michigan governor, Rick Snyder, and the bankruptcy specialist that he actually appointed to fix Detroit's financial problems say that the blame is on the city, and they defended the decision to file Chapter 9. The governor said Detroit created the problems and stood behind their decisions. $19 billion in debt. Wow. Nobody has extended any kind of an offer to help either. Not anybody federally. Congress hasn't. Nobody has put their hands out to say, oh, don't worry, we'll bail you out. We'll help you out. And can we even help Detroit at this point? How do we do that? And the city is doing everything they can to move backwards. Part of the decline has to be they don't have any taxable, they don't have a big tax base now. There are 70,000 people, 700,000 people that live there, and the police response times is an hour. So, really, that's a great place to live? Good luck. Pensions, everything else is bungled there. They need to restructure. People are leaving Detroit in droves. It makes it that much worse for them. That much worse. And I, as I said, there are a lot of people that find themselves in the same boat, but they're not Detroit. Not Detroit. So this is bad, and it's bad. It's going to be tough for them to dig out of it. I suppose there's a way that they will, but it's not going to be an easy thing at all. All right, and finally, tying this up, what is going on in Ohio? I mean, I know it's probably unrelated and all that kind of stuff, but now they're saying in Ohio they've got some creepy crawler person that is killing people, a serial killer. They found more victims, three bodies, in a neighborhood that are just, and this is Cleveland. I mean, we're back in Cleveland again. There was an odor. Somebody kept saying that something smells wrong. So they went to the house. They found three bodies. They arrested a registered sex offender who sent the cops and volunteers through a poor Ohio neighborhood in search for more victims. But the East Cleveland police chief, Ralph Spotts, has cautioned people to be prepared to find one or more victims. After a day-long search that included 40 abandoned houses and other areas, no more bodies were found. So now they're just in panic and they're searching everywhere. If anybody calls in a lead, they're tracking it down. Whew. I mean, here's another high-profile case involving the disappearance of women from the Cleveland area. So I repeat the question, what is going on in Ohio? The bodies were three women, all wrapped in plastic bags. They were found 100 to 200 yards apart. Ooh. They were killed in the last 6 to 10 days. This is serious stuff up there. All right, thanks for listening, folks. You can always flip me an email, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Boy. That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.